This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In a moment, a look at the broad state of health care for veterans 5 years after the scandal at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. But first, a growing scandal that may be a symptom of a system overwhelmed with wounded soldiers living with severe disabilities, some of which have complex treatments or no treatment at all. According to an investigation by the Center for Investigative Reporting, the VA has turned to opiates and synthetic opiates for treatment, hydrocodone, oxycodone, methadone, and morphine. These prescriptions are up 270% in the past 12 years. Joining us now is Aaron Glantz, reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting. His report is part of the launch of a new investigative public radio program called Reveal, produced by CIR and PRX. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you.
Couple of things. Since we have had two wars in the last 12 years, the idea that opiate prescriptions are up 270% might not seem unreasonable. How do you jive that?
Well, it's up against a 40% increase in the number of patients at the VA, first of all. So, you know, we have these Iraq and Afghanistan veterans who are coming home hurt, but we also have Vietnam veterans who have been hurt, and World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, all of them have also been through war. And yet we see this extreme skyrocketing rate of opiate prescription. And this is also up against some science that VA clinicians have already published in peer-reviewed medical journals showing, for example, that the overdose rate on prescription medication amongst VA patients is nearly double the national average. And another study that showed that many, many veterans with PTSD are being prescribed opiates, even though these painkillers, which of course are very similar to heroin, actually increase the risk of suicide or an overdose. And these veterans who are coming home with mental health injuries are especially at risk of overdose and suicide. So it's very concerning.
One more thing on the stats and the investigation. These rates are out of whack compared with the civilian healthcare system for similar kinds of injuries and treatments.
Well, it's really hard to compare the VA to anything. It's got a very unique patient population, as you mentioned. When we look at the civilian rates, it kind of depends on the way that you phrase the question. The CDC says that the prescription opiate rate is up 300%, but the National Institute on Drug Abuse says it's up 60%. So we thought the smartest thing to do is just compare the VA to itself. You know, over the period since the 9/11 attacks, we have all of these veterans coming home with post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury are the two signature wounds of these wars, neither of which are treated with opiates. And yet we see this 270% increase in narcotic painkiller prescriptions.
Right.
And that's what's troubling to us.
Talking to Aaron Glantz, reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting. Let's hear a couple of voices from your reporting. Here is a Marine Corps vet with PTSD, Tim Fazio.
I thought the painkillers were okay because the doctors were prescribing them to me. So it was okay. If the doctor's giving this to me, I'm going to take it, you know? If it makes me feel good, I'm going to take 15 of them. You know what I mean?
Now, that's perfectly understandable, given what opiates, as you've said, do to patients. But the irony here is that this isn't even a real treatment for these kinds of disorders like PTSD. Listen to psychologist and retired Army General Stephen Sinakis.
I think the opiates have an adverse effect for most of these patients. They make sleep more difficult because they disrupt your usual sleep patterns. As your sleep gets worse, your mood and your anxiety get worse, and you find yourself actually not being able to think as clearly. You have problems in attention. You have problems in concentration.
The clinical issue is the big one here, right, Aaron?
Well, and the other issue is the over-the-top nature of this. I mean, one thing that we mentioned in our story is that Tim Fazio has been prescribed over 4,000 oxycodone pills by the Department of Veterans Affairs. And he got into a cycle of addiction, and the VA continued to prescribe him opiates 3 years after they knew he was an addict. And so it's almost become the default to give these painkillers no matter what the patient comes in with.
Giving them drugs to make them feel better, but they don't go away, that's for sure. Aaron Glantz, reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting, part of a new program, radio program called Reveal, produced by CIR and PRX, airing on public radio stations nationally all this week. Aaron, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.